A look inside Everbank Field, week one in the National Football League. And this is Jaguars.com Live, presented by Everbank. J.P. Shadrick, John Osier, plenty to get to today. The Jags this week, busy, of course. The Carolina Panthers coming into Everbank Field at 1 o'clock on Sunday. Opening week in the NFL, we'll hear from Blake Bortles, his press conference. We'll carry that live right behind us here in the rubber hallway. And Paul Posluszny will be our guest today, right after Blake. You can get in on the show at J.P. Shadrick, at John Osier, at Jaguars, and we welcome in John Osier now. Opening week, finally, John.
Yeah, and the intensity, the excitement, the anticipation really does ratchet up each day. I thought every Monday after the cuts, you have a smaller roster, and there's an intimacy to practice, and there's an energy, and they know it's real. They know the guys who aren't going to be here are going to be here. Well, Wednesday, all of a sudden, now they know it's game week. Now the game plan's going in. The veterans get it. The rookies sort of feed off the veterans of, oh, okay, we're not just talking about the regular season anymore. We're not just talking about playing for something. This is real, and it's going to feel real around here today.
Let's start with a little bit of the new. You had an article on Jaguars.com earlier today talking about things to watch for this week's storylines. We'll get to some of those. We'll start with the offense, though. Greg Olsen back as offensive coordinator. We saw it in the preseason. But now you got to see it in the regular season to see if it's going to work.
Well, and I think that's the theme for Blake Bortles. It's the theme for the offensive line. It's the theme for the offense. You had to like what you saw overall from the first team bunch, and that's from Greg to Blake to the offensive line. He had time when they wanted to run for the most part, except for the third preseason game. They ran pretty well, and they scored on 8 of 11 drives, and they didn't have any three and outs. All the things you wanted to see were there. It looked like they had a solid plan. They knew what they wanted to do. Now all of a sudden you're playing against less vanilla schemes. You're playing against teams that are scheming for you, who have game plan for you, against more complex things. You want to make sure the offensive line can still do what it did during preseason.
That's right.
But for the most part, you want to make sure Blake is still trusting what's going on in front of him and that he's seeing the field. No way to know that happens until Sunday.
The best way to help a young quarterback is with a talented run game, and one rookie will start. T.J. Yeldon is on the depth chart as the starter, the rookie out of Alabama. This is a run game that's going to see a lot of different faces come in and out,
right.
But the first face you'll see is Yeldon.
And there's an awful lot of talk about that. He, I think it was 8 times for 10 yards in the preseason, and it was limited to one preseason game.
That's right.
And people are concerned, well, he didn't win the job. Denard Robinson should be the guy. Well, T.J. Yeldon's the starting running back for this team. And he's the guy that they believe gives them the best look. He's the best overall running back who fits the part of all the things you want, the pass receiver, the blocker, the runner. So he's going to get the start. At the same time, I don't know that it's something to be that concerned about. A, they're going to have a heavy rotation at that position.
That's true. Yep.
You're going to have Denard. And it's not like it's a position where you plug a guy in and he's playing 85 plays. It's going to be a heavy rotation. If by chance Yeldon's not doing the job, you can go very quickly to one of the other guys, and I don't think they'll hesitate to. But for right now, they drafted T.J. Yeldon to be the starting running back. He's looked fine in practice. He looks like he gets it. He's the guy you want. He's the guy they're going to go with.
One of your big topics today was on the defensive side. Of course, there's a quarterback in Carolina named Cam Newton. You might have heard of him. The Jaguars' pass rush was a little bit of a question mark in the preseason. They got to get to him this week.
Well, it's a fascinating area to watch because you're without Cedric Marks, which is not ideal. He gets the best pressure on the team up the middle, and he's the guy you want in the lineup, and they didn't get very much pressure in the preseason. Now, what you don't know about that is how vanilla were they? Mm-hmm. Were they going after the guy? You had guys like Chris Clemons and Jared Odrick, Roy Miller, guys who are key to their front who are 5-6 year veterans. So, and in the case of Clem,
12, right.
12. So how much do they really need to show in the preseason? These are guys who have been in the league a while. The light goes on. And always think back to last year when this was not a great pass rushing team in the preseason, yet the coaches schemed it. They did blitzing. And at some point between the end of the preseason and the regular season, they figured out a way to scheme. They got pressure against Philadelphia, and they really got pressure the whole year. So I don't think this is going to be a defense where you're going to have a 13-sack guy. It wasn't last year, and they still managed to get enough pressure to be effective. It's absolutely a key on Sunday because the one weapon that Carolina has is Cam Newton, and you have to pressure him, and you have to force him into one of those games where you look at him and go, ugh, And he has some of those. He's a very good player, but he has some of those games. You want to force him into one of those kind of games this week.
What kind of game was that again?
And we've all seen it.
Right. I know exactly what you're talking about.
And sure. He can be very, very, very dangerous, and he can beat you in a lot of ways. If you get pressure on him like any quarterback, you can get to him.
Jaguars.com Live presented by EverBank. We're awaiting the press conference of Blake Bortles. It's opening week in the NFL. J.P. Shadrick, John Osier, glad you're with us today. Paul Posluszny coming up as well. Let's talk a little more about Blake. He's about to come out for the first time in the regular season here. Just a continuation of what happened in the preseason would be nice, maybe a step up from that. You just got to carry that over now, right?
Well, I've thought about it this week a little bit, and what's a new concept to talk about with Blake? And, you know, there's a lot of pressure on this guy. It's his team. He's a second-year guy. 6-7 months, all we've been talking about are mechanics. Is he better? Is he ready? Is he ready to carry the load? And during preseason, you sort of got that vibe of, okay, he is ready to carry the load. Well, now all of a sudden, he's got to do it during the regular season. And if he was a different kind of cat, you might think that he's spending Monday and Tuesday going, you know, man, Gus is dependent on me. The fan base is dependent on me. But all that stuff you don't really worry about with this guy. You don't worry about him not being up to the pressure. You don't worry about him collapsing under any sort of a strain. You feel like he was built mentally, emotionally, the way he approaches, you know, the game and life to handle this. So I don't think that's going to be a big factor this week, JP. I think the biggest factor is, does his knowledge of the offense, which seems to be relatively high for a guy in the first year of a system, does that translate once things get more complicated? And that's the unknown. That's the X factor. He's prepared for it. But you just don't know until about 1:02 on Sunday.
And things can get complicated quick against this Carolina defense. That's a good group on the other side
yep.
they're facing this week, too.
Well, it's a group that was a very good pass-rushing team a few years ago when they had Greg Hardy.
That's right.
It was not as good a pass-rushing team last year. They addressed the needs in the secondary. They're really good in the linebacker core. So I don't know that it should be on paper a team that this offensive line, meaning the Jaguars, which looks improved, should be able to get blocked. And all indications during the preseason were if Blake has time to throw and if he feels comfortable, he can be effective. So you would think this is a game where he's going to have time. We'll see.
We'll see, for sure. We're awaiting Blake Bortles' press conference right behind us. We'll carry it for you live right here on Jaguars.com. A few players out, of course. Cedric Marks is out. Julius Thomas is out. Jonathan Cyprian will play this week. He's been practicing full. He'll wear a cast-like device on that broken finger, but he'll play on Sunday. The question mark, though, is Marquise Lee. Mm-hmm. At last we heard, he's a 50-50 chance to play in this game, and you'd love him out there, but you don't want to force it.
Well, I think you have to say you have to take the situation with Marquise Lee. My guess is on Friday we'll hear Gus say, we're going to wait one more week. Mm-hmm. And I hope that's not the case. I know Marquise Lee wants to play, wants to be ready. But when David Caldwell spoke about this on Saturday after making roster moves, he described it as 50-50, and he also mentioned the possibility of holding him out one more week as a precaution and then maybe letting him go where he's absolutely full go against Miami. With a hamstring, with all that's gone on with Marquise over the last 4 weeks and even dating back, with them talking a little bit about soft tissue and confidence and all those things, you just get the idea that they're going to want him to have one more week. We'll see, because the thing about Marquise, especially without Julius, Marquise is the one guy in the receiving core in that bunch who you think can really make a difference with his speed.
No doubt.
So without him, there's a reason that they talk about him a lot. It's because they want him on the field, and he can be really, really good when he's on the field.
I did like the way earlier this week that he discussed the comments of Greg Olsen from last week, the white albino
right.
tiger, and actually a pretty good comparison, he said, and took that the right way, I think. He didn't take it as criticism. He took it as
right.
just saying how it is.
He handled it very well, and I'm sure there was a part of Marquise when he first saw the comment of, about a tiger, what, you know, what are you getting at? And then once you sort of read through it, you sort of realize that all Greg did was say, haven't seen the guy in a while. I'm sure Greg wants him on the field, but I didn't, from standing there when Greg said it, Greg's not a mean-spirited guy. I thought, like Marquise did, it wasn't an insult. It's just the way it is. It's certainly a memorable quote, and it's funny, but I thought Marquise handled it picture perfect and said, Yeah, it's pretty much true. You know, he knows he needs to be on the field. He knows Olsen wants him to be on the field. At some point, you would hope, perhaps next week, that he's on the field. And, again, don't forget that this guy, when he's playing, can be very, very dangerous. We saw it last year at times. He can be a big play guy, and they do need him.
Moments away from Blake Bortles here on Jaguars.com Live. A little more on this Greg Olsen offense. We, throughout the whole offseason and preseason, we talked about it being a tight end heavy group with Thomas going down and probably out for a few weeks.
Wish it was a little heavier.
It would be nice to have him. Mercedes Lewis, Clay Harbert, Nick Jacobs, they'll all be involved. And it just seemed like in the preseason that in the play calling, at least, that Greg Olsen had a pretty good plan mm-hmm. to what guys he had on the field.
Yeah, I think as much as any Jaguars fan would love to see Julius Thomas out there, he's the guy you sign. He scored 24 touchdowns the last 2 years, and it certainly would be more comfortable in the red zone if you had him.
No doubt.
At the same time, Clay Harbor has made plays for this team over the years. Nick Jacobs has made a couple of plays over the years. Certainly Mercedes Lewis is a guy who hasn't been as effective in the passing game as he would have liked. He's been inconsistent. But if you watch Mercedes Lewis in practice this year and you watch him in some of the games so far, it just wouldn't surprise me if at the end of a couple of weeks or a couple of weeks in and all of a sudden we're crowding around Mercedes' locker asking, hey, what's changed? Because he looks like a guy who in this offense, and I know fans have heard this before. You heard this every year about Mercedes.
Sure.
But he certainly looks like a guy who, as they say, has had his best camp. He may be a guy who comes out and puts up some numbers this year.
Something to watch for sure. It'll be interesting to see how those running backs rotate, as we talked about with Yeldon and Gerhardt. You know, Gerhardt's been the short yardage guy in the preseason, coming off an abdominal strain. Should be good to go for this week. And then, of course, Denard Robinson has the straight line speed to work on the outside if possible. So
I think that's one thing to watch, JP, the running game. You know, as you've talked about this team over the last two or three weeks, it's been very tempting, and I've fallen into it, to talk all Bortles all the time. The offensive line has looked so good, and they have passed well in the passing game. And that's exciting because this team hasn't seen that in a long, long time. But Gus Bradley talked all offseason, and Greg Olsen talked about it too. They want to be a running team. They want to be able to control the line of scrimmage with the running game, and they feel like that can take a lot of pressure off Blake.
No doubt about it.
They don't want to be a team yet that is depending on him throwing 45 times a game. So while we haven't talked about it a whole lot, I still think the main thrust of this offense, the main thing they want to do, is to run the ball consistently. I think they're going to use the rotation. And that's more of a big theme, a big question going into this week. Can they establish that? That's the kind of team they want to be right now.
And it starts on the offensive line, too, especially that right side of the line. The Jags are very happy with that, with Nuski at center, Linder at right guard, Parnell at right tackle. And then you throw Mercedes Lewis on the end of that. It's a pretty good foursome running on the right side.
I think a key stat, too, they didn't throw an interception in the preseason. And I think that is as crucial to what we're talking about, the way they want to play. They know they're not a team yet that can overcome a bunch of turnovers. They can't have Blake throwing the ball around the field and having to go for pick sixes this year. So the fact that he didn't throw interceptions, he was smart with the ball, and you combine that with wanting to run, I think that's what you're going to see them want to do. They don't want to be the Broncos, the Patriots. You would love to be that, where you're able to throw all over the field. That's not what you want your second quarterback doing yet, as exciting as that may seem. So I think an interceptionless, the fewer turnovers, the better, obviously, and then have a running game that you can be consistent with. That seems to set up, and it would not surprise me at all if this is one of those openers on Sunday where all of a sudden after the game you're talking about the running game and you're thinking back to the preseason, all this passing, and you think to yourself, well, we didn't see this.
No.
A lot of times in the season opener, teams break trends. All the things you've been talking about aren't what they all of a sudden are. I think that's what you may see on Sunday, is a much more ball control, much conservative, if you will, game plan on that front, because it just makes sense.
JP Shadrick, John Osier, Blake Bortles coming up shortly, we promise, here on Jaguars.com Live, presented by EverBank. Speaking of turnovers, let's talk defense now. I mean, this is a group that didn't have an interception in the preseason.
Give me a short conversation.
I know. it was an issue, of course, last year, only six picks a year ago. Three of those from DBs, and only one of those DBs is still on the roster in Gratz. So how do you get interceptions now?
Well, it's hard to draw an overreaching conclusion on it because the first team defense played, you know, maybe a game all total. So when you throw out the stat of, well, he didn't have an interception or a turnover all preseason, yes, but that's probably not a four-game window. Okay. It's probably a one-and-a-half-game window.
That makes sense.
So let's not completely say this team can't create turnovers. At the same time, it was an off-season-long issue, a training camp-long issue, and they didn't get one. And until the last preseason game, they really didn't get that close. Some of it was the pass rush. If you're not putting pressure on the passer, it's hard to get interceptions in the back because most interceptions come off errors, they come off tips, they come off quarterbacks making bad plays. You usually don't intercept good plays by the quarterback. So that's a factor. At the same time, everybody in the secondary would tell you, no matter what the quarterback's doing, they have to create turnovers. It's something they talked about all offseason. I have this vision on Sunday of all of a sudden Aaron Colvin getting a couple. Because he's that guy.
A couple.
He's that guy. Well,
calling two.
Well, perhaps. But he's that guy who we've all been talking about. He's a very good player. He's going to be on the field the whole time. If it's going to come, it's going to come from somebody like him or Telvin Smith, and that's something to watch on Sunday. Those two guys are the playmakers on this defense, and they need to break serve. They need to get turnovers and get things going the other way. Something didn't happen all preseason.
Didn't happen much at all last year either.
Right.
And Colvin's the guy, and we talked to him last night at the Jack's Chamber pep rally a little bit on the stage about changing the positions during the game. He'll play outside. Mm-hmm. They'll move him inside to nickel in certain situations. So you'll see him all over the field
right.
on defense.
A big reason for going out and getting House, Devon House, the other cornerback, was so that they would be deeper at the cornerback position and give themselves House, Colvin, McCray, Dwayne Grotz.
Yes.
You know, you wanted more guys back there who you felt comfortable rolling out there. And what that has allowed, it's allowed them to use Colvin in this way, and it's allowed them to take a guy who's probably unusually young to be trying to do both of these roles, but it's allowed them to have him do that all through training camp. They like what they've seen. It's not easy. But he's a guy who is so good in the blitz. He's so good in the middle of the field at awareness around him. They feel like they need him on the field for the nickel, and they need him on the field early because he's maybe the best coverage guy on the team.
He describes the difference. A nickel is a reaction skill type of thing. And then on the outside, he said you got to have some dog in you to play outside.
And he really likes playing that outside. And there's an ego status thing with the cornerback position that you want to be on the outside. That's where you're going to get paid at some point. That's where you want to be. It's where you dream about growing up. At the same time, in the NFL right now, the nickel position has become very important because the other team's slot guy is so important. The middle of the field matters very much. Well, you've got to be a very instinctive, natural feel football player and have the idea of what's going on around you because you're asked to do a whole lot. Well, Aaron Colvin happens to be that. So as a result, they kind of have to say, look, on third downs, we don't necessarily want you on the outside. We need your skill set in there where it can make plays. And he's a very good blitzer. I think he's going to have a huge impact on the defense this year.
Be something to watch for sure. Blake Bortles press conference coming up here on Jaguars.com.
Is it? Maybe. Is it?
We'll
you keep telling me that.
That's the rumor. The media gathered behind us will carry it for you live whenever that happens here on Jaguars.com live. Let's actually move over to special teams now. Notable that there are two rookies returning kicks this year. Corey Grant's going to be the kick returner, at least to start the year. And Rashad Green, punt returner.
Mm-hmm.
Two rookies, two different styles. Obviously, Rashad Green looked good as a punt
right.
returner in the preseason. Corey Grant flashed the speed in the last game and had a couple of nice kickoff returns earlier in the preseason and has the real track athlete mm-hmm. speed to get it done. Two rookies returning kicks.
Well, first off, they look improved in other areas, too. The coverage was sound. They didn't seem close to getting kicks blocked, mm-hmm. which is a change from last year when it happened a couple of times. Rashad Green and Corey Grant kind of took different paths to that. And it'll be interesting to see. I guess something's going on behind us.
Yep.
But I think for the first time in a while, you feel like they can break things on punts and kicks.
Let's go right behind us. Blake Bortles here on Jaguars.com.
You You always have to know where the middle linebacker is, but is it especially with Keekly?
Yeah, he's a special player. Super talented, can kind of go sideline to sideline, and is good in the box. And Thomas Davis is a good player as well. So, you know, they got a good defense that can make plays. And obviously, you know, schematically with some of the things they do on third down, it presents a challenge. So we'll have to be sharp and on top of protections and all that stuff.
The opener didn't go very well last year at all. How important is it for you guys to get off to a little bit better start?
Yeah, you know, I think, you guys know, we take it one game at a time, and right now this is the most important game. And, you know, obviously everybody's going to be juiced up for the season opener. The dress rehearsal preseason is over with, and this is, you know, your first opportunity at a first impression in the regular season. So guys are going to be pumped up and excited. But, you know, we have to be able to stay calm and play within ourselves and do what we've been doing for the past couple of months. I think that that'll allow us to go out there and play within the offense and execute.
Could a win maybe boost confidence and give you guys something to really build on?
Right. You know, I think guys expect through the preparation and process during the week that on Sunday we go out there and play our best. And, you know, I think when we go out there and play our best, I think guys, you know, expect to win.
Is your mindset or demeanor any different going into games this year than it was last year? Were you maybe too hyped up at times last year?
Right. You know, I don't think so. I would say more prepared this year. I think last year at times just a little out of whack, but I think this year, you know, I feel more prepared, feel more ready to go and to do what I can to help, you know, us move the ball and be successful.
They have a veteran corner in Tillman, veteran safety in Harper. In your experience so far, do veterans like that try and bait you?
Yeah, they're good at stuff like that. You know, they've been around a long time. They're smart guys. They know, you know, as a quarterback, what you're looking for in coverages and blitzes and stuff like that. So they're really good at disguising things. You know, Tillman's unbelievable at getting balls out. You know, he's got great ball skills. He forces a ton of fumbles. So, you know, those are things we're going to have to be aware of and something that we'll practice throughout the week.
Like you said, last year was kind of out of whack a little bit. Were there at times and elements of you just winging it out there? Not like throwing, just like kind of seat of the pants kind of thing?
Yeah, you know, I guess, you know, that could have happened at some point. I think still, you know, I think that happens every now and then to everybody. You know, I think you can try and be prepared as much as possible and say that you are, but every now and then something's going to happen where you're not really sure what's going on and you got to make a play. You know, I think it's part of playing football. But the goal is to try to limit those plays as much as possible because, you know, there's a good chance that sometimes that doesn't go well.
You have still a whole lot of information today.
This week, talked about so much. Hyped up? I mean, is it exciting?
Yeah, it is, definitely. You know, I think you got to kind of check yourself every now and then to, you know, kind of stay within yourself and, you know, trust the preparation and everything that we go to. But you get juiced up. It's the season opener of an NFL season. You know, we're fortunate to be here. We're happy to be here, and we've prepared for this moment. So I think it'll be a ton of fun and can't wait.
You haven't seen, TJ hasn't been out there a lot in the games, but how much confidence do you have that he knows how to pick up the right guy and also get in the...
Yeah, he's been impressive. You know, even in the walkthrough we just went through, they threw a couple blitzes at him, and he was in the right spot picking the right guy up. So he's been fun to watch. I'm excited to see what he can do. You know, obviously getting a little work 2 weeks ago. But I'm excited to see what he can do with, you know, multiple carries and catches and protections and stuff like that.
Blake, with Brian Walters and Marquise Lee obviously dealing with injury, how confident are you that, you know, if one of the guys that's currently healthy goes down, that you guys can make up for that?
Yeah, I think it's a really good room. You know, I think guys have stepped up in that room. I think it's obviously a young room and a talented room. But those guys have been really good during practice. They've been able, to, you know, pick up from Marquise being out. Obviously Brian's out right now. But I have trust in every single one of those guys in that room and, you know, looking forward to see what they can do.
All right. Thanks, thank you. Thanks. Appreciate it.
There you have it, the comments of Blake Bortles, week one in the National Football League. Hey, come join us at Everbank Field tomorrow night, the Back to Football Bash and Roar calendar launch here at Everbank Field. 6:30 in the new FanDuelville deck in the north end zone. Great drink specials the first hour, only a $5 cover charge. That's coming up tomorrow night. Appearances by head coach Gus Bradley, Dave Caldwell, Jags players, And yes, the roar of the Jaguars as well. Info right now on jaguars.com/bash. Check it out tomorrow night. We're standing by on jaguars.com live. Paul Posluszny slated to join us. He is en route to our location here in the rubber hallway. Jaguars and the Panthers coming up Sunday. Blake Bortles confident in what this team can get done on Sunday. The first time out, he said the group's going to have some juice coming out on Sunday here at Everbank Field. They've had a lot of work this offseason with a new offense. Of course, it's well-publicized, his offseason work with the mechanics and everything that went with it. It's now time to show it and get something done on the field Sunday against the Carolina Panthers, Cam Newton, and all that crew coming in this Sunday. And a good way to start the season, really. The Jaguars have back-to-back home games here at 1 o'clock Sunday against Carolina, of course, and the next week a 4:05 game against the Miami Dolphins here at Everbank Field. So the schedule works. Get things done at home, and that sets you up for a tough road stretch coming up very early in this season. It will be interesting to hear what Paul Posluszny has to say about the defense for the Jaguars and how they'll attack Cam Newton. That'll be a storyline all week. Of course, Cam Newton is without a lot of his weapons. Kelvin Benjamin went down in the preseason with an ACL injury. He's out for the year. Of course, Olsen, the tight end, is still there and playing at a high level, former Pro Bowl tight end for Carolina. So he has that weapon, certainly, and Cam can move on his own if things break down. So it's a matter of getting to the quarterback and then getting the quarterback down and making him make mistakes. That's always a challenge against Cam Newton, one of the best in the league, and the Jags defense, as we heard throughout the preseason. Thank you, Perk. As we heard in the preseason, had some issues getting to the quarterback, and they have to work on those and get better at that against Carolina coming up. Pass rush will be something to talk about all week, too. Of course, no Sendarek Marks. He's out for at least a couple of weeks, maybe a couple of weeks. He might get back on the field next week. We'll see moving forward. And then, of course, at the defensive end, Leo spot, Andre Branch is down for a while. Dante Fowler Jr. out for the year, so it's up to Chris Smith. It's up to Chris Clemens, of course, Ryan Davis. All those guys will rotate through, and you'll see across that front line all type of different combinations. Odrick outside, Odrick in the middle, Alualu at the three technique. He's outside. Guys moving here and there to try to figure out a way with four to try to get in that backfield and get to the quarterback. We saw very limited blitz packages in the preseason from the Jaguars defense. That could ramp up as you get to the regular season, too. Heard from John Osier earlier with Aaron Colvin, his ability to blitz from the nickel situation. Telvin Smith has the speed to do it, too. It's something Bob Babbage might crank up once we get going on Sunday against the Carolina Panthers. Just heard from Blake Bortles. Great preseason for him. Played the first three games. Of course, didn't touch the field in game four. And now has to carry that over into the regular season and expand on what he did. And as we said earlier, this is going to be a running offense. It's not going to be a 45-attempt-a-game passing offense yet. They want to establish the run first, help the young quarterback, second-year quarterback along, establish something, move the ball a bit, and then pass the ball when he can. And he has some weapons, of course, to do that on the outside. It'd be great to see Allen Robinson back in the field finally in full form after finishing last year early with a foot injury. And obviously a very solid preseason for him, too. But let's get him in the regular year and see what happens. A great third-down threat a year ago, 17 third-down catches last year for Allen Robinson. Allen Hurns is back and ready to roll. He had a healthy rookie season and a very strong rookie season last year. Carry that over into year two. Marquise Lee, as we heard, 50-50 for this game. That's the last word, at least, for Marquise Lee. Somebody that can take the top off the defense, though. And certainly Bortles needs that in this offense. Tight ends, Julius Thomas is out for at least a week or two, maybe even week four could be his return. You want to see that back. But Mercedes Lewis had one of the best camps he's had here in Jacksonville. That's been widely reported. He feels very comfortable in this offense under Greg Olsen and with the second-year quarterback Blake Bortles. So plenty to watch for on offense. A lot to look forward to on defense, too, against Cam Newton and those Carolina Panthers coming up. The Jaguars and the Panthers coming up 1 o'clock Sunday here at Everbank Field. And here comes the defensive captain for the Jaguars to join us live on set, Paul Posluszny. How are you, Paul? Good to see you.
Good to see you.
I forgot to start off with you. Temple, really? Temple?
Yeah, it was a tough day for the Nittany Lions. So it's not good.
Come on, man. You got to make some calls. Get something done up there.
Something
right?
needs done.
I mean, what are we doing? It's Penn State. You don't lose to Temple, right? Okay, week one. We're past that now. Week one, defense, Cam Newton. Let's start off with the challenge that he brings and how do you get to him, first of all? That's been a topic in this preseason, pass rush. Mm-hmm. How do you guys get to Cam Newton?
It's definitely going to be a group effort. You know, when you look at our entire defensive line and the linebackers and then when we bring safeties, we're going to have a lot of guys that are going to have an opportunity to get to the quarterback. We just have to take advantage of it when we do.
And when you get to him, he can get loose too. He has the elusiveness and the legs. Once he breaks free, you know, there's a few guys in the league that are, have the ability to break free and make you pay with their legs. He can do that too, and that's a challenge.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's a very good athlete. So when we do have an opportunity to get to the quarterback, we're going to have to do it with a lot of guys, you know, and everybody getting off blocks and running to the football.
Year three for this scheme. We've talked about this before, though. It's comfortable now, right? This is the third year for this scheme under Bob Babich, and there are a number of guys that have been here now for 2-3 years. That helps everybody's knowledge as a whole of what's going on the field, right?
Absolutely. I mean, the more time we spend as a group and with the same scheme, the same coaches, the better off we're going to be. Now we're at the point now where we feel like, you know, this is our third year together. We should be playing at a higher level, and that's what we're working towards this year.
Let's go social media. I know you're a huge social media guy. Not really at all. Let's start with Mr. 904. This is from Twitter. Very deep question here, Paul. How much can you bicep curl? It's a good question. I mean, I don't know. Right? Great question, Mr. 904.
I don't know. We'll have to ask Milo about that. We've never done a one rep max bicep curl. Maybe we'll put that on the list.
That's for next year. You'll be on the wall in there. This is talking about the chemistry a little bit on defense from Jay Raleigh 99 Jordan on Twitter. How do you feel the defensive chemistry is going? It's time, right? I mean, it's too late to build the chemistry. It's got to be here now.
Yeah, well, I mean, we feel like we have a great group of guys on defense. They really get along well and complement each other on the field. When you look at the guys that we brought in this offseason, they've come in and immediately became part of the team, which is a great situation for us.
Let's talk about this start of the season. We just mentioned it a second ago. Back-to-back home games to begin. You want to start off on the right foot, right? I mean, this is a good opportunity for this team, back-to-back home games, to get something started early and get some momentum, right?
I mean, I think, and it's always exciting to start the season off at home, you know, in front of our fans and in our home environment. So, absolutely, we want to start fast. That's something that we always talk about as a team. You know, we want to have the ability to start fast, and starting the season off with a win would be great. A
couple more social questions. We'll get you out of here. Matt Clayton, 60OL. This is from Instagram. I don't think you have Instagram either, do you? No, that's a no. This year, are you expecting more or less than 125 tackles? Personal goal guy, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. We want to get to the ball as much as we can, you know. So if we have the opportunities, I mean, let's do it and take advantage of it. So, I mean, as far as numbers, I don't know. But we do, as a linebacking group, we say, hey, we want to get to the football as much as we can.
Let's talk about that linebacking group. We know the starters, of course, Telvin and Scuda on the outside of you. But it's deeper now. You got a guy like Thurston Armbrister. Came out of nowhere, undrafted rookie, made this team. What do guys like that, the secondary guys, bring? There's a group confident in this linebacker unit now, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And to have guys like that, that's huge for us because Thurston can play multiple positions, which is a great asset for the linebacker group to have. And then all those guys will all be high contributors on special teams. You know, they'll do a great job on special teams for us and be ready to step in and play linebacker at a moment's notice.
We're going to finish strong here, Paul, with the final social media question from Instagram from Michael Carlson, digging deep also. What's your favorite food? These folks dig deep.
Favorite food. That's a good one. I'm going to go ethnic, though, with, you know, Polish background. So, you know, like my mom makes this great kielbasa and sauerkraut. Love it. Every time I go home, she makes it. So I'm going to go with that.
Sauerkraut. What do you put it on?
So
everything.
No, better sauerkraut. And then you put the kielbasa on top of that. Slice it up nice.
Okay. Kielbasa.
You don't know anything about that, do you?
I don't know much about that at all. Yeah. No.
You're missing out. I'll bring it in for you.
I can't wait. Paul, we appreciate your time today. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having
Paul
me.
Paul Pozlowski joining us on Jaguars.com Live. Join us on radio tomorrow night. Jaguars Thursday follows the Gus Bradley Show on 1010XL. Gus Bradley Show 6 to 7 with Jeff Lagerman. And, of course, Jaguars Thursday, myself, Baselli, and Lagerman. That's tomorrow, 1010XL and 92.5 FM. Our thanks to John Osier. You heard from Blake Bortles, the Jaguars quarterback, and, of course, Paul Posluszny. And for everyone involved, this is J.P. Shadrick. That'll do it for Jaguars.com Live. Jaguars-Panthers coming up Sunday here at Everbank Field.